This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, welcome. Carm Capriotto here, and join me each week for insights from my guest host and an industry first, a live virtual shop tour. Hey, take the automotive trivia challenge, catch up on our weekly content, and as always, know that you'll learn just one thing. Hey, the video version of the show is on my YouTube channel and the Aftermarket Weekly page on RemarkableResults.biz. Hey, hello, gang. It's Carm Capriotto, 12 noon East Coast time, another Aftermarket Weekly, episode 55. Man, we have been rocking for a year plus with this thing with a great guest host each and every week, and along with a virtual shop tour. And I've got two people on that know each other really well. And actually, I hung out with them a couple of weekends ago in Florida. Now, that was a dangerous move. We're coming to you live from the Dorman OE Fix studio here, offering great aftermarket insight and wisdom. You can watch us live on RemarkableResults.biz on the live page, on Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn. Always good to have you here. This is one of the most unique shows that we have in the industry. There's a lot of webinars and stuff, but we do this thing live. We bring a lot of wisdom and a look inside a shop from North America, and we pull professionals together for the good of the industry. I'd like to welcome my two guests. It's Chris Chesney, Senior Director of Training at the CarQuest Technical Institute. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Carm.
Good to see you. Good to see you. It's been a while. Haven't had you on in a while, so I was kind of itching to have some Chris wisdom coming in. Thank you for being here.
I feel a little more safe today than the last time I saw you when we had our face shields on our head, like our sunglasses, having a conversation at ATI. That was kind of fun.
I should go get that shield and put it on. The problem was is that when I was eating the veggies with the ranch dressing and I would put it up to my mouth, I had this little white splotch on my shield. It was so funny. It was. And Judy Haglin is here from Haglin Automotive, Haglin Motors in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Judy.
Good morning, or good afternoon for you. It's morning for us.
Yes. Congratulations. You just told me you won a national seat on the ASA National Board of Directors. Congrats.
I did. Thank you.
Good to have you here. How's business, Judy?
Fantastic, actually.
Fantastic with an F, huh?
Fantastic. Yes. We are, about $8,000 or $9,000 up every week from last year, obviously last year, but we're cranking. I just hired a new GS tech. He starts tomorrow. So we are rocking and rolling. We're excited. It's opened up in Colorado. I have to say that. We were running 7 or 8 cars, and now I've got 10 or 12 on the schedule this week.
Good for you. Let's see a picture of Judy's place that we're going to have this live shop tour. That's the command center, right?
That's the command center.
Cool. Well, hey, look at Chris. I have a classic episode that I'd like to put up and show everyone that we did together. And it was the last time we were together face-to-face in 2020, and that was at Vision, where you and Scott Brown got together. We talked about AI and the autonomous vehicle. It was a lot of fun, and I won't forget. That was one of the best remembrances that I have of face-to-face since right after that we got locked down for about 14 months. And Judy, here's one that I love that we did. It was the Leading Ladies, and we recorded this at Apex 2019.
Yep.
That was really so much fun. I want to encourage anyone to go out to the website. I either type in Judy Haglin or 392 and call that up and listen to it. I had one of my best outer body moments there when I figured out what the secret sauce was. I always refer back to that episode because of that. Hey, today we're going to talk about, Chris is going to talk about peer partnerships. And we're going to get the shop tour from Judy. And we have got a really cool trivia question. If you're with us on social media, please give us a like, check in with your city, give us a comment. Everybody knows Chris and Judy. And if you're not here to watch them, then shame on you. The podcast, Aftermarket Weekly Podcast, comes out every Saturday morning, and you could listen to it on Remarkable Results on your favorite stream on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and all of those. Hey, gang, I've got this really cool trivia question. Now, Chris and Judy, if you know the answer to this, don't shout it out until the very end. And here it is. What brand on April 29th, 2004, closed its doors? It was the oldest automaker. Imagine that. My wife owned one of those cars. I'll tell you a little story about that. Thank you so much to the great associations we have all over this great North American area. IGONC, ASA, ASECA, Milwaukee, TST Auto Care Camp, and on and on. We're so grateful to have those great relationships. It's time to have our sponsor come on and tell us just one new thing. Modern steering columns are collapsible, made of an inner and outer sleeve. In a frontal collision, the sleeves compress like a telescope, allowing the steering column to absorb energy from the crash, reducing impact on the driver. Dorman steering shaft is engineered with strict tolerances to directly replace the original shaft on certain vehicle years, makes, and models. Dorman has rigorously tested their steering shafts to meet Federal Motor Safety Standards through press-out, tensile load, salt spray, on-vehicle fitment testing, and more. These standards specify requirements for minimizing chest and facial injuries through steering systems that yield forward, cushioning the impact on the driver. These systems also limit rearward displacement of the column into the passenger compartment, further reducing the likelihood of serious injury. Hey, want to know more about Dorman? Visit DormanProducts.com/tour. Hey, in 2 weeks, I'm going to Dorman, and we're going to do the live Aftermarket Weekly right from Dorman. And what I hope to do is to give you a tour of something in 8 minutes at Dorman. I'm sure I need 8 days to get a tour of Dorman. Hey, coming up this Friday, tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're doing a Carmcast in my Y series, and we're going to talk all about employee amenities. And you see those steaks on the grill? Well, there are some pictures of what these two shop owners have done for their employees that is really off the charts. Can't wait to share that. That would be tomorrow at noon. And this Friday, brought a whole bunch of coaches together, another business coaches lab. And I was hanging out with them a while back, and they says, our industry needs a change. Well, I can't wait to hear what they have to say. Well, Chris, it's your time, and I want Judy to hang with us. I'm actually calling this segment a shrewd advantage. Yeah, it's a shrewd advantage to do this peer thing, and let's talk about it.
Well, obviously, when you asked me what I wanted to talk about, I came up with something, and then I'll change it in the middle of all this, so bear with me.
But that's you.
As I thought about, okay, I'm going to be on with Judy. Judy's my sister from another mister. While I live in Raleigh, North Carolina, or north of Raleigh, I grew up in Kansas, but I'm still a Colorado boy. And I was so blessed in the 27 years I lived in that market to learn from the best, from the Don Cyphers and the Jim Tapps and the Stan Elmores of the world, who are icons in my eyes. They were my mentors. And they taught the industry, especially through the Auto Service Association, under Judy's leadership and Brad Pellman's leadership, and now Brian Gossel's leadership over the last several years, have resurrected that group. And they did it by the example that those three icons laid out before us over the last 30 years, 40 years. And that is, when you come to the table in an association like ASA or others, that your peers, you're not competitors. And nobody exemplifies that more, especially in Boulder, than Judy and Dana at Haglund's, as Lisa and Brad Pellman at Pellman's, as Robert Blaze at Stang Auto, as all those around that Boulder market over the last, more than 25 plus years, see each other as partners, not competitors. And it's benefited every single one of them. It is so important to bring this to light, because I hear shop owners daily asking, I can't find help. I can't keep help. I can't, and you showed the slide for tomorrow's event, which really I saw the steak sitting on there and I haven't had lunch yet. So I have to do that. But at the end of the day, all of this peer-to-peer relationship and sharing what you've learned with your peers so that they can be better and elevate the industry really feeds into that C word. And that C word is culture. So people ask me, why does this shop over here not have a problem with keeping people, not have a problem finding people, not have a problem keeping their bays full, not have a problem with their customers? It's culture. It's really not rocket surgery. It's culture. And so I challenge, and I did this, gosh, it's probably been 3 years now. I presented at Vision to the education luncheon on Friday afternoon. And I challenged people to be the bacon. Of course, at Vision, bacon's kind of the theme, right? And it all goes back to, are you involved in the industry? Are you involved in your community, or are you committed? And to bring the bacon, to remind everybody, is the chicken and the pig. We're standing in the farmyard thinking, man, our farmer keeps exceptional care of us. We need to do something good for them, for him. What could we do? And the chicken says, I think we ought to make him breakfast. I'll bring some eggs. And so the pig's kind of looking around going, okay, I'll bring the bacon. So one of these two is involved and the other one is committed. And what I see as a problem in our industry is, oh, woe is me. I can't find help. I can't make ends meet. I can't get cars in the bay. My business is not thriving. I'm going under. When the answer is, go find the shop that is surviving, that is flourishing, and ask them for help. Because 9 out of 10 times, those shops that are making it work, that are like the Haglunds, don't just sit in their office in their cushy chairs and think all this up on their own. They meet with their peers on a regular basis and they share ideas and they figure out how to serve their community, not just their front counter. So I'm going to leave you with that and we can have a conversation.
It's a great point, Chris. I got an email 2 weeks ago, and I get a lot of email from shop owners that says, hey, listen, I just started, or I've been in this, I've struggled, I've listened to the shows, I'm really motivated by the stories, and Carm, can you help me find a coach? And I always say no, but I'll give you a list of every coach I've ever interviewed. Please listen to them and choose, because I want to be as neutral as I possibly can as the aftermarket podcaster. I said, do you know anybody in town? And he goes, I actually knocked on some doors of some shop owners and they said, go away. Pretty much wouldn't help me, wouldn't offer anything, actually wanted to hire me, close your business, come and work for me. And he was so unhappy. And guess who was really upset and pissed off? Me. I mean, Chris, your message is strong. Judy, your involvement, engagement is strong. This is what I do, help rise all ships, you know, get these stories told by great people in the industry. Yet how come some of us still don't get it? To your point, we can't talk about this enough, Chris.
Well, I think that the focus is always on how do I protect what I have from those that want to take it, instead of how can I work with my peers in the community to serve our community better, because there's plenty of work for everybody. Good gravy. Judy, you said you had 10, 14 cars on schedule. How many cars are there in the Boulder market?
Over 200,000. And that's one of the conversations we did when we started the TechNet group, was we looked at how many cars we have in the area and can you service them all? It was like, no. Can you service half of them? No. So quit your complaining, because you can't.
When you give, if you don't expect to get something back, it does happen. You never want to give and expect something in return. And I think the success of all the business development groups, all the TechNet groups, all around the country, all the supplier groups, all the 20 groups, all the coaching groups, they're all learning from each other. It took them like one or two meetings to realize, ooh, this is the best thing that ever happened since sliced bread to me. And you never want to be the smartest person in the room. You always want to be a perpetual student. Great point, Chris. The peer groups. And Judy, we were in ASA Colorado. I think it was, yes, it was January of 2020. It's so nice to be invited there. We did a show on getting together as a team in a market to get the training that we wanted. That was a great episode. And in fact, I think it was, who was with us? Brad and Brian.
Yeah. Brad, Brian, and myself. Yeah.
And Chris just mentioned them.
Carm, I just want to jump in. Chris, you made me tear up, actually, when you mentioned the older guys, Stan Elmore and Jim Tapp and Cyphers. And I just want to share with the group that when we were, it was 25 years ago probably, Stan took us under his wing, Dana mm-hmm. and I, and we met with Stan on a weekly basis in Lafayette for breakfast. And he gave us his wisdom. And I can't tell you how impactful that was for us. And I know that for me, that's, you know, why I said, yeah, I'll do the ASA board Colorado and then now national. I believe you have to give back when you get to a certain level. But Chris, we have a long history, and it always has been about giving of ourselves and of that knowledge and sharing, because you make each other better. So.
Exactly.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let's move on, because we want to see Judy's shop tour. Every episode that we do is archived on the Remarkable Results website on the Aftermarket Weekly page. Please go there and check it out. Technician Outlook was the name and the title of Jake Sorensen's episode that was released today. It's a great episode. Jake is a mover and a shaker as a technician in our industry. You need to listen to him and gain some great insights. We also, last Friday, released an episode called Partnership Agreements from Charlene Parlett. And I really wanted to title this, What Happens When You Get Divorced and You Own a Shop? But the words wouldn't fit on the graphic, you see. And Charlene lays up the power and the value of what happens if. You got to check that out. And, of course, we also put out the episode on Town Hall Academy on comebacks. Well, I think it's time, Judy. We're going to get ready to see the tour of your place. So Judy is going to narrate for us this video that we took just the other day, and we're waiting for it to come up.
While we're waiting, I just want to let you know that we're in Colorado, and with the mask order and if you're vaccinated or anything else like that, I just want to reach out to those people that like are in PA or Philly or whatever, that those places really are horrible and you've really struggled. The light is at the end of the tunnel, and it's not the train coming at you. It's sales and it's customers, and everybody's coming back alive, and there is hope. So be positive. And it's coming. It's just coming.
Okay, you're on.
Okay, this is the front shop. I just want to point out, this is back to that touchless stuff. We have the key pickup after hours, 24 hours. If you don't have a lockbox like this, it's awesome. If they drop off, they put it that and they pop it in our door. Here's our lovely spring flowers that are starting. And we're walking into the main. This is my main office for everybody. As Carm pointed out, I have three desks. All my service writers sit at the desks. I am a believer that is that relationship, having their customers sit down and have that casual conversation is great. The main angled one in the back is our hub central. That's where my manager sits. He can see everything. As we go this way, this is my waiting room for my customers that has not been used a lot during COVID, but we never shut down. If we had a customer that came in and sat down on one of the chairs, we'd go in and wipe it all down. Coffee machine, obviously, everything is away because of COVID. We haven't put that back in yet, but there's a great spot for customers to come and sit and work. Two comfy chairs that keeps everybody kind of separated. We had a couch. Nobody likes sitting next to each other, so we went with chairs. Tracy, Carm's daughter, was like going, oh, how exciting. There's a fish tank. They've been with us for 4+ years. See how big they are? And they're still alive. I normally kill fish. So, but our customers actually love the fish tank. It's a serene thing, and they think it's great. So we have a really nice little area for our customers to come and sit and relax. And then there's obviously the show and tell spot. Bathroom, didn't need to go in there. We try to make it as homey as possible. It's that family.
It does. It does seem very inviting.
Very, very, very inviting. The other thing is, during COVID, somebody had put, I wanted a spotlight this, is we have a picture of, there's Laura, her name tag, but her face, because when we had face masks on, you can't see the people. So everybody has their picture on their desk so that you can see who they are. And then we just went with Techmetric, and we've been with Fulton and gone paperless for a long time. Just wanted the organization of keys, because when you go paperless, you don't use packets anymore. Your keys are all over the place. So you have to really be organized. That's one thing that I'm kind of a crazy person on, is the shop flow and how all of that works. As we're coming around, this is Andrew Spott. He's my manager. This is where all the parts come in, where the stuff happens, the keys on top or the in queue. This is where all the magic happens behind the scenes. And Andrew's at this spot. You can see everything in the front.
I need a desk like that.
I know. That's my $5 auction desk, by the way. This is where we keep parts for customers that are coming in so that we can order parts ahead of time, so that that parts is always an issue when you're doing production. And this is our production board. This is a magnet board. I came off with this when, if you've ever watched baseball, Little League baseball or whatever, the coaches have those little slides that go in and you move the spaces around. And I took that concept when Zach was in baseball many, many years ago. And so now you have every car has a magnet, and you put it other, whether it's diagnostic, whether you're authorization, whether you're waiting for parts, and in progress, if they're turned sideways, it means they got to go today. So every car we have in the shop has a magnet. And on the right-hand side is everything that's assigned, pre-assigned, what's coming in. So that kind of shows you how many cars we have in the bay right now.
How many techs?
I have 4 techs, and I have the 5th general service guy starting tomorrow. This is our lunchroom that we have a Resource 2000 where if you do any renovations in town, Boulder requires you to donate, and then you go and buy them at very inexpensive stuff. This is our better board. When stuff happens during the week, we write stuff down on for our Friday lunch meetings because we buy lunch for the guys every Friday. And my office is straight back there. This is also our board that we have for the guys. They can see what they have in queue for the day and how many hours they've sold and what they've gotten done. And that's our for the guys in the back when they come in for lunch. Now we're going to walk out to the shop. I'm going to warn you, we have a lot of old cars.
Judy, did you guys buy the building like it was? Did you build it from scratch?
No, we purchased it quite a while, like, well, 4 years ago now. It used to be a Mako auto body. So as you look, here's that Mercedes. Our parts are BG and oil filter station. We purchased it. So anyway, it used to be Mako. As you're looking that way towards the alignment rack, and then as we go to the far right, there's a really long lane. And where I'm standing now would be their prep area, and then you go down, and then the paint booth is down the other end. So all shop supply stuff. And then the other side, when we come back and around the other side is where they did all the body work and they did all the prep work and they had where they got everything ready to go in order to paint. We have the alignment rack, obviously. We have tire machine, balancer. And then you look down, this is the stretch. We have 11 rotary lifts. My husband was very excited when we finally got the last couple rotaries and all rotaries in the shop. He's very excited about that. 2 of them are 12,000 pounds. The rest are 9s. It's a long way with one door coming in. The guys have to really coordinate, and space is optimal. This is another example of all the keys. Every tech has their keys of what's to checkouts on the top. In progress is the second one, and then on hold is the bottom. All their parts go in one spot. We deliver all the parts to the techs. The more as from Chris Chesney from Packing the Pipe, you'll remember a long time ago, Chris, keep your guys in the bays as much as you can and as long as you can because that's where they're making money. Our recycle stuff is to the left, brake lathe machine, all the good, you know, stuff from the shop. As we turn around and look back, now you'll see the long stretch of how we pack all the lifts in.
I didn't notice. Can you drive out? You don't have to back out, right? Drive out?
No, you have to back out. We didn't make it because we needed to add that other lift. We used to be able to drive through, and we changed that because we added another lift. Lift space was more important than driving straightforward out. This side houses 2 of my technicians. The other is the other 2. So this has 3 doors. Once again, so Tyler has his family board, which is really back to that culture, Chris. Mm-hmm. There's our Model A to the left and the old Mustang and then the 59 Apache.
Is your specialty classic?
We have just gotten a reputation over the last 6 months that people are talking to people and there's not a lot of people that work on those anymore. There's Steve, my lead tech. And then here's the DeLorean. Okay, have to point that out. We specialize in DeLoreans that we do specialize in. I have 2 of them in the shop right now. This one's ready for delivery, and the other one we're bringing in and doing all the fuel system on it.
That was a trip through Back to the Future. Oh, I'm only kidding.
Yes, it was totally. I can't tell you, when we have the doors open, all kinds of people come by and take pictures. So
yeah, all those great cars.
Yes, it is. So it's very exciting. Like I said at the beginning, it's picking up and stuff's happening, people. If you're on it and doing what you need to do. I know that last year during COVID, we went back to the basics on a lot of things and had our best year ever last year. And our numbers are much better this year than they were last year. So it's very exciting. Tire being ready to pick up. So I think we'll turn around one more time. Tracy had me turn around. And there we are.
Wow. It was a great tour. I loved it. Judy was worried that she forgot what we recorded and that she couldn't do it. But we know Judy. Judy, you did a fabulous, fabulous job. Thank you for that. I loved it. Usually I ask a lot of questions, but I think you self-narrated it so well that I wasn't much. The building is what, 15,000 square? How big is it? You know,
10,000 in the back. I've got 2,500 square feet in the office area. And then we rent out the other 2,500 up top.
Oh, okay.
For those that have bought their buildings, congratulations. For those that need to, get busy, make it happen, because that is your future of owning the dirt.
Own the dirt.
It is there. Yeah,
own the dirt. Wonderful.
Own the dirt.
Hey, thanks so much. Let's do the trivia, everyone. Because Chris has a hard stop here in a few minutes. What brand on April 29th, 2004 closed its doors? It was the oldest automaker. Oldsmobile. When Olds closed its doors on this day back in 2004, it was currently the oldest automaker in the United States at 107 years old. Ransom E. Olds founded Olds Motor Vehicles in 1897. Throughout its 107 years existence, it produced more than 35 million cars. Early company highlights included being the first high-volume gas-powered auto manufacturer. And in 1901, the company built an astonishing 425 cars. And then even more impressive, considering the plant had a massive fire that year. Big engines. I remember my wife had an Olds Cutlass, Chris, with a 455 engine in it. And that thing, woo, it went. Oh, my God. You probably knew the answer to that, right?
Well, I mean, it was kind of given away in the question.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
The oldest.
Yeah.
Oldest.
That was my cue. Thank you for noticing. Hey, next week, Bill Naylor is going to be with us as my guest, and we have a mystery shop that we're going to give a shop tour through. Hey, thanks so much. I'm so honored to have Chris Chesney and Judy Hagelin on with us for this episode 55 of Aftermarket Weekly. Thank you all so much for being here.